for teachers who see a lot of their students opt out, it increases their risk of getting a bad score.
Matthew Chingos is a senior fellow at Brookings. The study finds opting out would most likely be inconsequential. New York State United Teachers Union President Karen McGee has urged parents to have their children opt out. McGee stated that it could sabotage the teachers' evaluation system if large numbers of students opt out. But Chingos tells WBFO News it could actually harm a teacher's performance.
In my data analysis, once you got to about 15 students in the classroom opting out, that was when you saw the big jump in the chance that a teacher would get a low rating. Because once there's very few students left to go into their score, it gets very noisy. So they also might get lucky and get a high score, but the punishment for getting a low score is much worse than the reward for getting a high score in New York.
More and more parents realize that these tests don't achieve what the state education department claims.
WBFO News asked the president of the Kenmore-Tonawanda Teachers Union for his opinion on opting out. Peter Stumiller represents more than 600 teachers.
These tests are not transparent. These tests don't provide any diagnostic information about what their kids are learning or what their kids are able to do.
Advocates are throwing out estimates that some 250,000 students might opt out of ELAs and math this school season. The New York Allies for Public Education has online advice for parents across the state.
And though we all want our kids to succeed, do they have to endure a minimum of 400 minutes of testing every spring to be deemed successful? Of course not.
Posted just above that YouTube message is a letter parents are encouraged to use to send to their child's school if they plan to opt out. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.